Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba and Vietnam ratified the historic and brotherly nature of their relations with a visit to Havana. The member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of that Asian country, Le Huai Trung. The Vietnamese party leader held a meeting with the Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales, in which they agreed on the importance of continuing to deepen exchanges between the two political organizations. Morales and Huai Trung highlighted the value of preserving the legacy of revolutionary leaders Fidel Castro and Ho Chi Minh, the basis of the deep relations of brotherhood and solidarity between both nations and peoples. Cuba solidarity organizations in Canada support the march that took place in the United States last Sunday to demand the removal of the island from the list of countries sponsoring terrorism. The call was presented through the social networks of the Solidarity Committees of Manitoba, Quebec, and Victoria, where they informed the time and locations of the marches, respectively. The demonstration took place in front of the White House in New York and other U.S. cities, culminated a week of activities at the national level in which President Joe Biden was asked to end the hostile policy towards Cuba. A similar call was made the day before by Carlos Lasso, coordinator of the U.S. project Bridges of Love. With the march and rally in front of the White House, a week of solidarity with Cuba that was expressed in more than 30 cities in the United States and other parts of the world concluded this Sunday. The campaign that encourages this new wave of questioning of the policies of the current administration of Democrat Joe Biden towards the island of Cuba is carried out under the request, Take Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terror. Representatives of more than 100 solidarity organizations shouted out loud for Biden to hear that Cuba should be taken off the list of terrorist countries and the blockade lifted to build bridges of love, activist Carlos Lasso told Prensa Latina. Addressing those present, the second head of the Cuban mission in the United States, Alejandro Pila, thanked the expressions of solidarity and reiterated that the designation of his country as an alleged state sponsor of terrorism is illegal and immoral. The United Nations system in Cuba has among its main objectives to accompany socioeconomic transformations because of their importance for the country, according to resident coordinator Francisco Pichon. This is one of the priorities outlined in the Cuban context for the joint work between the government and the agencies of the United Nations on the island, said the representative to a question from Prensa Latina. During a tour of the western province of Pinar del Río, one of the most affected by meteorological phenomena, Pichon insisted on the support from the UN for the priorities identified by the nation as part of the framework program established from 2020 to 2024. The Biotechnological and Pharmaceutical Industries Group, BioCuba Pharma, signed a new cooperation agreement with Chinese joint venture Chang Haber for the introduction of innovative immunotherapy for the treatment of cancer in the Asian country, it announced via Twitter. Dr. Marta Ayala, Director General for the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology of Cuba, CIGB, visited Chang Haber's plant in Changchun, China, where Kimi-Hib vaccines are produced in phase 3 clinical trials. During the visit, a technology transfer contract was signed for the CIGB 247 project, which will allow the research, production, and development of a product for the treatment of different types of cancer. This collaboration further strengthened relations between China and Cuba in the field of biotechnology and represents an important opportunity for cancer treatment worldwide. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.